Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Three sisters, one murder, but which sister is hiding the deadly secret? Find out for yourself in You Don't Know Me, the new suspense novel by New York Times bestselling author Nancy Bush. If you can't get enough of thriller movies like Fatal Attraction, Gone Girl, Before I Go to Sleep, and Dark Places, you'll love the drama and edge-of-your-seat suspense in You Don't Know Me. This thriller will keep you questioning till the very last page. Pick up your copy of You Don't Know Me wherever books are sold, or find out more online at kensingtonbooks.com or nancybush.net. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greeny baby sticky seeds with 50 as a cup of kernels in his teeth. There's still not more that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Was there some weird music playing or something? I don't know what's happening. I was walking out of the green room like, I should go see if we're about to start. And that's when it started. So I ran up here. Ran right past BB-8. Could you just walk out on stage and just show everybody this amazing BB-8 costume, you ridiculous man. Yeah, just roll right out on the stage like you're that little son of a bitch. Look at him go. Nicely done. Here, grab one of those microphones and tell us what your name is.
My name is Brian.
Brian, and why did you do this?
I'm a crazy person, what can I say?
I love it, it's a great name tag. BB-8 Brian? Brian BB-8?
Bri-Bri-8.
Bri-Bri-8, all right. Let's hear it for Bri-Bri-8, everybody. Good luck. This might be a case of where all my guests fight to all get one particular name tag, because I don't know, maybe one or two of them won't care much about Star Wars, but that seems to be like a good little pro tip for future Doug Loves Movies attendees. Star Wars seems pretty popular with my guests, with my immature comedian guests. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Wow, I sprung it on you, and you had waited all that time. Nobody was yelling it while BB-8 with Brian 8 was rolling around. Coming to you once again from one of my favorite cities and comedy clubs, Cap City Comedy in Austin, Texas! It's Stony Sunday, January 31st, 2016. Let me see those awesome name tags. Everybody else, who here today is second best to Bri. That's a great one there. I can't make out much of it from where I'm sitting, but I could tell there's a lot going on, and I think that might get chosen. We got who's Webb instead of Charlotte? Jillian's Web? And you put my face on the pig? We got Misty?
It's Mikey.
Mikey. Settle down, Mikey. That says Mikey?
It says Mikey.
There's a T in Mikey? Mike T. Joe Young. He messed up. Hey, Mikey. He don't like it. What's the Guardians of the Galaxy? Al? Your name's Al, so you slipped it right in there, you son of a bitch. We got Allisons instead of Aliens from, she was in San Antonio yesterday, and it's a beautiful, it's one of the most beautiful name tags I've seen. And then, of course, there's Army of Darkness. Thank you to everybody for, wow, those are glowing quite nicely over there. Good luck. This is going to be a tough one for my guests. As you see, there's going to be four of them. But before I bring them out there and they all start yapping, I'm going to do Doug's plugs. Los Angeles, this Tuesday night at 11 p.m. at the UCB Theater, the Franklin Avenue location. It's the debut taping of Julian Loves Music with Julian McCullough and special guests. And then the next day, that'll be out, you know, just like Doug Lowe's movies. And we'll see what you guys think. If you like the same, similar format, but a different host and a different, he's going to have a sidekick, I hear. I don't have a sidekick. The closest thing to I have to a sidekick is here today, though. You may have seen him smoking outside. And the next night, Wednesday night, this very coming Wednesday, I'm doing Doug Lowe's Movies at UCB at the more reasonable hour of 8 o'clock. Yeah, Julian's at 11 o'clock. That's a crazy time slot. But maybe music fans can stay up late. And but I'm at 8 o'clock, and I think there's going to be 5 or 6 guests because like a bunch of great people all just said... I feel like I always feel like immediately in my head I go, you're acting like Donald Trump. When I saw it talking about, I got a lot of great people. It's going to change your life. It's going to be the greatest podcast you've ever heard or witnessed. So that's Wednesday night at UCB. And UCBtheater.com is a place you can go for more details and tickets. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies. Web Monkey Dave. That's his Twitter name that he went with. So he's already seems pretty fun. Web Monkey Dave tweeted, Gods of Egypt is so white, it's already been nominated for 12 Oscars. This has been Tweet Relief, Racist Prognostication Edition. Prognostication. The prize bag, you guys. I used to, when I traveled, the prize bag wouldn't be that great, at least initially from my stuff. I just rely on my guests to bring the gold, but you're not going to believe what I traveled with. First of all, you're going to have a bag that's covered in Tito's and soda. So that's pretty sweet. My friend Mike, who drove me here today, he had a VHS copy of The Curse of the Blair Witch sitting around. Yeah, Curse of the Blair Witch. That's not to be confused with the entertaining Blair Witch Project, which is only so entertaining at this point. While we're on a VHS tear, I brought all the way from Los Angeles an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer from the Warner Brothers Television Network, the episode called Who Are You? No question mark. Just so that probably didn't get answered. A Doug Lowe's Movies t-shirt, and straight from the Adult Video Awards in Las Vegas, straight from my friend Janice Griffith gave me a shirt I'd never wear in public. Hashtag Team DP. You know, it's Austin. You can walk around in something like that. Nobody's going to be like, what's DP? A cookie that they gave me on the plane that I didn't want to eat is in the prize bag. Also, a mini Snickers that got into my possession somehow. This is one of my favorite things that I've had in a prize bag. I went to see J-Lo in Vegas on her opening night, and I'm sure she does this every night because it's a spectacular way to end a Vegas show, but this is what was shot at me. I just left the theater without taking any of it off and walked all the way back to my hotel in Vegas covered in this stuff. Yeah, so it's all in the bag. The stuff they shoot out of cannons at the end of J-Lo's Vegas spectacular. Tickets available. I'm going to get them to be a sponsor of the show. The show's called All I Have, I think, but it should just be called Here's My Ass. She's not shy about it. I think I've said that on the podcast before, maybe even in Vegas. All right, let's get my guests out here. It's another stellar lineup that you guys are going to love. Please give a big warm welcome to Mike McRae, Martha Kelly, Scoot McNairy, and Jeff Tate. Yes. Sit anywhere you'd like. No pressure. Well, this worked out great. I like to have Jeff as far away from me as possible.
Can I just point out that I had to explain to Jeff Tate what DP meant right a few minutes ago? He asked, what did that even mean?
Yeah, and what'd you tell him?
He said it was where they put a... like a penis into a vagina and a butthole. And two dicks, one for each.
And I was shocked how creeped out I was by that. I was like, I had to explain that to someone. I felt gross.
It's hard for me to imagine that you said it the same way Jeff just did, though.
You have to explain Jeff sex things to Jeff and Jeff voice for him to understand. Yeah, it's weird. You take.
You almost did a Jeff Tate impression?
Hopefully, I'll have one by the end of this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's all listen to Jeff Tate, everybody. Jeff Tate is here. Jeff Tate is here.
Hello. Hey, Austin.
Keeping it weird.
Yeah. You're the old bee on today's episode. You're the frequent guest, the guest that wouldn't leave, as it were.
Yep.
And we love
having
you.
That's why I sit way down here.
The listeners love you. It's like you're becoming sidekicky.
That's fine with me.
All right.
I'll be a sidekick.
We recorded an episode of Doug Loves Minis in the rental car today, Jeff and I. That'll be available tomorrow-ish.
Tomorrow?
And but people are going to hear this tomorrow, so it'll already be available.
That's wild. That's like Looper.
It's so... I'm in a constant Looper movie. Thanks for being here, Jeff. As always, like, you know, you can go ahead and go off on your own. You know, you don't have to follow me everywhere. That'd be weird. Guy hires an opener and says, hey, quit following me. Get the fuck out of here. You hired me. Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
Sometimes I like to do shows people come to.
You just gotta, you gotta leave the nest, though, and... I hear some very nice people come out to your shows.
Very nice people.
Yeah,
yes.
That was a show you did in where was it? Providence.
Providence.
I met both of those people that came out to that show.
Man, there was like 12, but it was at 4:30 in the afternoon on a Tuesday, so that's 12 people that left work early or don't have jobs.
For first time guest, Martha Kelly, is here, everybody. Now, you're on a program on FX called Baskets with our friend Zach Galifianakis, and it's already, people already love it, and it's very exciting, right?
It is really exciting, yeah.
I just wanted you to say, talk about how excited you were while not sounding excited at all, that's what part of why you're so hilarious, is that demeanor. And they captured, like, Zach just said, I want Martha, and you got the part, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He called me out of the blue.
That's perfect.
It's real. I'm really lucky.
Yeah, it pays off to be nice to a little weirdo like that.
Definitely.
But yeah, and I can't wait to see every episode. I think only one has aired so far, or two?
Two so far.
Two so far. And how many did you do?
10.
10. And they're saying more already, or they're waiting?
I think that, I don't know.
It's on regular FX, which is already great, because when they put you on FFX, or whatever they call it. Is it FXX or FFX? FFX!
FXX is where you take a penis and a vagina.
Fair enough. I had a real serious line of questioning for Martha, but I don't remember now. But
that's okay.
But congratulations on that, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Have you heard this program at all?
Yes.
Okay, so you know what you're in for.
Yes.
It's going to get very confusing.
Yes.
And intense.
I forgot one thing, but I might have fixed it, but probably not. But anyway, you'll find out.
Let me just leap ahead. Did you forget to bring something for the prize bag?
Yeah, but I found something. I found something in my purse.
That's perfect.
It's not really great, but it is a gift.
Okay. No, that's part of the fun, is it's just random items.
It's the only thing in the prize bag that I really want.
Well, you can have it if you really want it. That's Scoot McNairy, everybody. Very excited to have him here. He's an actor that you've seen so many times you don't even know it. Like, he's been in movies where you didn't know he was in there. Total chameleon, which is could be good or bad for a career, right? He's just sitting there laughing. Like, you know how chameleons are. They just sit on a rock and laugh.
They're always... Is that why he was trying to sell me car insurance outside? Or is that a different lizard?
It's like I'm not even here.
But there's... also, you're on the program on AMC, Halt and Catch Fire.
Halt and Catch Fire, yeah.
Yeah. And... yeah, so you, now that you're living here, I was able to snare you for this. You're good friends with Steve Agee, yeah. So I kind of tricked the two of you. Not tricked, but I just said to each of you, I got the other guy to be on Douglas Movies in Austin. Are you into it? And you both said, yeah, let's do it. And then it's been a rocky road ever since. Because you've always been on the fence. You've always been on the fence. And Steve, who is all in... just found out because he's in the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, he has to shoot that bullshit instead of being here with us today. So, yeah. So it was a great break for Steve, but it didn't work out good for us. But I'm so glad you're here because we met at Fun Fest, and I just... You know, maybe a year or two before that, I'd finally figured out, oh, that's Scoot McNairy. You know what I mean? Like, you see names and credits all the time, and like, you're like in Promised Land, you're like, oh, hey, what's up? You're like a total, like, you live in Iowa or some shit, and you know, you really are different all the time. And
so what did you think when you finally saw me?
That I was excited that I just immediately was like, that's Scoot. Like, I didn't have to be like, who the fuck is that? Why does he look so familiar? Like, I was excited.
You were at first, because I introduced myself and I was like, Scoot. And you were like, oh, hey. And then you were like, oh, hey, wait a second.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It all came together rather quickly. Yeah, I mean, I realized right away what I was dealing with, and I liked it. And I probably asked you to do this podcast like 2 minutes after meeting you.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
You live in Austin? Come on the next time I'm in town. Because it's great, because you were nice to me. Like, you clearly knew who I was, so that's
why. I did. Because Edmund Young, who produced, I think, a comedy tour that you did about 5 years ago for Comedy Central, I think?
Maybe.
Anyways.
You're asking me?
We were coming down to your shows at, I don't know the name of anything, UCB?
Mm-hmm.
UCB?
Yeah, UCB. Theater out in LA.
So I knew who you were before, you know, the
lineup. Yeah, that's great. I love it.
Let's move on from
that. The old Mutual Atmo Society. No, that's fantastic, and also new to the program, and so patient. Probably working up impressions of all of us. It's Mike McRae, everybody.
Hello. Good to be here.
Local vocal phenom. What's your favorite?
Can I use that?
What's your favorite impression that you're doing these days?
Probably Michael Douglas.
What? Go, do it.
Well, let's start talking about movies, and then we'll see where it goes from there. I thought this was a podcast about movies. I like movies about fucking.
Remember that movie?
Or money. Or money and fucking. It's...
What was,
sort
that movie
of my
where you, what was that movie where you had to lower your junk? I'm talking to Michael Douglas. What was that? It's easy to fool the listeners. When you had to, like, you, like, sprayed your junk in a bidet because you got something happened to you. Do you remember which one that was?
Unfortunately, I myself am not a Michael Douglas movie expert. But I'm going to guess...
Michael Douglas doesn't know?
I know, it's rather odd.
Michael Douglas has probably sprayed his bag with all kinds of stuff. Cameras.
But if I had to guess, it'd be Romancing the Stone. Because I was in a jungle. Am I right? I literally don't know the fucking answer.
Do you ever say the words Money Never Sleeps in Wall Street 2? Because that is the worst title ever.
I did, but they cut it out. So,
what would it sound like?
So then I tried to work it back in. Look, don't make the same mistakes I did. Money Never Sleeps. And then they'd say, cut. We're not doing that. I'm like, yes, we fucking are. I'm Michael Douglas. Money never sleeps. I don't know what it means, and I don't fucking care. This is $1,000 glass of wine.
Thanks, Michael, for stopping by. I'd love to have you for the whole show sometime. What?
We could do that now. It's your show, Kemosabe. Make a fucking choice.
Yeah, you gotta go for sure. All right. You gotta leave. So Scoot.
He's gone. It's fine.
Scoot is in Superman versus Batman. Yeah, more words. What's the whole title? Do you know the whole title? I didn't ask you. What are the odds there's more than one Scoot in the room?
This is Texas. It's not that bad.
What?
What are the odds there's only one Scoot Newman? I'm also Michael Douglas.
So what do you do in Heroes in the Morning?
Oh, man, I...
Are you allowed
to
tell
us?
I can't. I would love to say everything about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get you another drink.
Okay.
Now, this Batman versus Superman movie, is it true that it's just a custody battle over their kid? Like, they have a kid and...
There's a kid involved, yeah.
All right. Kramer versus Kramer.
I love that you felt you had to tell us how you knew about custody battles.
Yep.
But that's all we're going to get out of you on that?
Yeah.
Are you in it because of your bond that you formed with Mr. Ben Affleck while making Argo fuck yourself?
And Gone Girl.
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe that had something to do with it. You know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
But, yeah.
I'm hearing good things. You hear it's good?
I hear it's good, yeah. The script was really good. God, I just can't say too much about it.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you throw it out there in case he's, you know, hoping that you slip up and say something.
Yeah. And if you keep hammering me, I'm sure eventually I will slip up and say
oh,
something.
Oh, don't say that to me, because I got other things I want to do.
Let's do them. I have one question about
it. I'm not that guy who's just going to hammer you about it. That guy is Jeff. Go.
Okay, go.
Who wins?
And if it's Batman, how?
Yeah. How does he win? Who gets custody? Like, right?
Who gets custody of breathing life?
Yeah. Gotham City?
Let's ask Martha what she thinks. Between Superman or Batman, who do you think's going to win?
Well, doesn't Superman have superpowers?
He sure
no.
does.
It seems like he probably would win then.
Yeah, but you know, it might be more of a psychological battle.
I don't imagine that.
Who has more street smarts?
I mean, Batman is rich. He can buy anything, you know. Superman has to be like, hey, I need a quarter for coffee.
He could just take everybody's money whenever he wants to, though. He's stronger than everyone.
They both can. It's too bad they're fighting each other, because they could just fight everybody. They could just be in charge. Like Trump is sort of like them.
Is that what happens, Scoot? Do they team up?
Yeah. It's a lot like Trump.
Of course
Trump.
They gotta get back together in the end.
Why?
They didn't in Kramer versus Kramer.
All right, one more question for Scoot. You haven't seen this film yet, so it won't qualify for your answer. Of all the films you've been in, what's your favorite?
The Rover.
Tell the truth! Now, The Rover sounds familiar. Why haven't I seen it? Is it a small indie film?
I don't think so. I mean, what's that classified these days?
Who's in The Rover?
Rob Pattinson and Guy Pearce. And it's a film that David Michaud directed.
Has anybody seen this movie?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Thanks.
Good.
And that's why it's my favorite.
I like it. That's good. We all learned something. We could all check it out. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great.
How many times have you been killed in a movie? Oh. And is one of them Batman versus Superman?
A lot, and I don't know.
Oh, reshoots.
No, Jeff, you were just telling me today that everyone in Usual Suspects thought they were Kaiser Soze, And so you know that that's probably what's going on with Scoot, is he probably doesn't even really know.
Holy shit, do you think you're Batman in this movie? Is that how Zack Snyder did it? He made everyone think they were Batman? And the man from Uncle was Superman? Is that right guy? Am I done?
Yeah. I wouldn't be a very good Batman.
Why?
I mean, it's a buck 50.
You just put that uniform on.
You could beat up Michael Keaton.
I was going to say, have we forgotten Michael Keaton?
Yeah, it's doable.
Yeah, but Ben was huge on the movie. I mean, he like really looked
right.
He's a real towering figure. Like huge. Yeah.
Probably had high heels.
Looked a lot like Batman. You know, even without the suit on.
Did people think the Mark Zuckerberg dude, Lex Luthor, was kind of chewing the scenery a little bit? Because it kind of looks like that in the trailers.
I think that's probably what they asked him to do.
He's chewing the scenery a little bit.
Chewing the scenery? What do you mean?
Well, at lunchtime, would he say, no thanks, I'm full?
Would he eat things on set? Like staplers and shit? Like a goat?
Was his character like Jerry Seinfeld and he could only act if he was holding an apple?
How do y'all know about all these stories that happened?
Oh, I'm making everything up. I don't know how anybody else knows stuff. Everything I've said, I made up. I've never seen Kramer versus Kramer.
What about X versus Sever?
Nope. I've never seen that. The only versus movies I've seen is...
Alien versus Predator?
Nope.
You have not watched that movie.
I haven't. It looks scary.
And it wasn't produced by Team DP.
True. They just fuck one at a time in that movie. That's not what I meant.
What is it, the 1700s?
It's a very puritanical movie.
I need to take a second to tell Martha to settle down. And tell us, what was the last movie you saw in any format?
Well, last night I saw part of Titanic in a movie theater in Austin at the Master Pancake Show.
Oh, why? Moto Panakeku! Why did you just see part of it?
Because they have to edit it because their show is 2 hours in the movie.
You saw a shorter version of Titanic, but you got the gist of it.
Yeah,
They probably showed it leaving the harbor and then going sinking, into the water. Yeah. But did they cut a lot of the stuff with the old lady and the throwing the thing off the edge of the boat and all that? Because that'd be a good thing to cut.
They cut like the first half hour of the movie.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just get on the boat. We don't need to meet these people that are. We don't need to know Rose is gonna make it.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't it have been even more thrilling if you thought that Kate Winslet could die?
Yeah.
I'm so passionate about this. Two more words about that movie, Billy Zane. Yeah. Who knew the Titanic? Of all their problems, there was also a guy running around with a gun. Did you like it? It was fun to watch Pancake make fun of it, I assume.
Yes, I've seen it before, and there's one part that still made me cry, unfortunately.
While those guys are making relentless jokes?
Yeah, because of the song. I actually forgot I had bought The Heart Will Go on iTunes, and I still have it, and I couldn't listen to it today because I was afraid it would make me cry. So.
Well, this
was
is
it,
great
was it
news.
Made more poignant because knowing the person who sang their husband and brother just died within 2 days of each other?
I was just, my cat died last week. That's what I was crying about. Well, it's true.
I hope most of us weren't even thinking about Celine Dion's recent losses.
I didn't know that.
That hadn't sprung into my head. I didn't know about that. Sitting here trying to make jokes about next season on Baskets. If you have a crying scene, you know your go-to. Just say, ask them to play that song for you.
I don't think they'll ever write anything where I have to actually act.
Have emotion?
Yeah, they won't. There's nothing like that happening.
Mike, what was the last movie you saw, sir?
I'm not sure the timing. The last movie I saw the past two times in the theater was Star Wars. But
you just keep seeing it.
I saw it once with me, once with my.
You saw it once with me? Did you just say?
Just me, alone. And the second time I saw it with my kid.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like you if know, you wanted to leave.
You want to masturbate the first time.
And then other than that, I saw Inglourious Basterds for the first time on...
You finally got around to it?
Yep.
And like, so, you know, that movie made Christoph Waltz what he is today, like it or don't. Now looking at it with the perspective of seeing a bunch of his performances, is it as amazing as we thought it was?
I've seen him, I guess I've seen him in three things.
Yeah.
The latest Bond movie.
Django.
And then that one. And then, yeah, it was pretty great.
He's pretty,
it really was.
Pretty, oh, you got it?
I'm working on it. You know, why wouldn't I?
I don't know.
He's in a commercial, too.
What?
Christoph Waltz is in a commercial for something. Burger King, maybe? I don't know.
Like,
The problem is, if you want to bring these things up, you might want to have an idea of what you're talking about before you bring it up in the first place.
I've been doing this show for years, and I have never done that. I have never known what I was talking about before I started talking.
But yeah, he was definitely the highlight of that entire
movie. This is my impression of Christoph Waltz walking into a room where there's a mouse. Yee! Oh, that was fun. There's this guy, Ross Marquand, who I saw it on Twitter, but you know, it's out there on the internet. Does short impressions of different people, so now I'm always trying to think of short impressions. This is Christopher Walken finding out that his flight had been canceled. Why? What was the last movie you saw, Scoot?
I'm watching True Detective right now.
Oh, great movie. But that same dude, you're talking season one?
The Woody Harrelson. Yeah, season
yeah,
one.
Yeah, because there's a whole other season.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So people didn't like it as much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the one I'm watching is really good.
Right? How deep into it are you? Like, what can we spoil for you?
Oh, I don't want to tell you. I'm on episode 6.
Oh, okay. Out of 10?
Out of 9, right?
Okay.
I think there's 3 DVDs.
Oh, all right.
It's really good.
You want me to tell you right now how I did that fucking killer? I don't believe it.
I mean, if you want to...
I will ruin that show for you.
If you want to spoil something, you can spoil something in episode 7. But don't take it to the end.
I wouldn't do that anymore.
I'm trying to...
I don't believe in cruelty and cruelly sake. But you have seen the dude already.
Whoa. Slow down. Slow down your Chrysler. Booger fingers. I never watched season one, but I watched season two in its entirety. Because I get in late and stick around when it's not necessary. And I don't know. There were some rewards in the second season, I found, strangely enough. But I got to go back and watch season one. So you're saying that's the movie you're watching. It feels like a movie to you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it absolutely feels like the nine-hour movie.
Same director guy did Beasts of No Nation, yeah, which is also very good.
Which I hear is really good. I haven't seen that yet.
There you go. Well, you're one of those
What's out in the theater right now? I'm trying to think of what I have seen.
Well, it's January, so it's garbage. Tomorrow's February, and in about a week or so, 2 weeks maybe, Deadpool opens. And that's our first shot at a good movie this year, I think.
And
I could be wrong. Are you guys into the Benghazi movie? Kung Fu Panda 3? You're into that? You should be watched. If you're excited about it. Do you have children? If you're excited about Kung Fu Panda 3, that's somebody that's going to take a gun into a public space. What was the other one you said? Oh, Zoolander? When's that open? 9th or something? Or 8th? That might be good. Hail Caesar is going to suck.
Why do you think that? Why do you think that?
Because I just don't think period wacky Coen Brothers is ever works. I like period. I like period serious. Miller's Crossing is amazing.
Yeah.
And then modern comedy like Raising Arizona's incredible.
Yeah. Hudsucker Proxy.
But Hudsucker Proxy blows, man. So does The Lady Killers. Oh, Brother, We're Out There's All Right.
Oh, it was great.
Because it's just so, has so much weirdness in it.
True Grit.
Funniest KKK.
True Grit, No Country.
True Grit. What do we, now we're just naming their movies?
They're all good.
This isn't Last Man Standing. XYZ Murders.
But it's got George Clooney in it. Come on.
Anyway, they're amazing filmmakers, but they're putting it out in February, and it's got this amazing cast. If it worked at all, they would have, you know, saved it for an award season. You know, that's how cynical the business is at this point. Maybe it'll be a laugh riot, but are the ads making you laugh? Or are they just making you go, well, at least ScarJo's in a bathing suit?
George Clooney's all like, I'm one of the smartest actors that ever lived.
Come on.
You ever work with Clooney, Scoot?
Yeah, a couple times.
Are you in Hail Caesar?
Do you want to work with him again?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I love how he throws himself into dumb guy roles, but like in Burn After Reading, I didn't buy it for a second that he was a dumb guy. And that's another one we didn't mention.
I thought he was great in The Descendants.
He kind of got, like when he's running in the flip-flops, that was pretty awesome. I like The Descendants
more.
You
just like his action sequences.
Yeah. I like Descendants more every time I watch it. Like it just gets better and better and richer and richer the more I see it. But I find that of all that guy's movies, like Sideways is one of my movies I can watch over and over again. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when he drove that car into another car in The Peacemaker? He like flipped it, or no, he jumped it backwards after they killed Armin Mueller-Stahl. Fuck, that was dope. Yeah.
I have a question. Was George Clooney Batman one time?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Martha. Now that's the kind of guest I like. Jumps in with something pertinent. He's happy to move on from there. And I guess I still have to ask Jeff what the last movie he saw was, even though I think I know the answer. Because we've been together for the last couple days.
I saw Laser Team was the last one I saw in the theater.
But then what'd you watch last night?
Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
On HDNet Movies. That's a solid channel. Spy Game was on after Usual Suspects. It was like I picked the movies. Usual Suspects. Why is there the guy in Usual Suspects is named Dean Keaton, and there's a Dean Keaton street in Austin, which just feels cool. Like, was it always called that, or did they change it when that movie came out?
It's the same guy.
Same guy.
How could that be?
Yeah, wait a second.
Yeah.
I think you're fucking with me, dude.
Have you been up to Kobayashi Boulevard over
here? What the fuck?
There's a lot of good stuff up there.
I'm going there.
Pete Postlewaite with an Asian name. I didn't believe that movie from the beginning. I knew they were lying.
I spent a lot of time at Hockney's record shop. That's another one. Never mind. I fucked up. I went too far with it. Sorry, everybody.
Hey, can you bring up a coffee mug up here so we can drop and break for effect?
And then the bottom of that coffee mug just has Batman versus Superman questions.
Thanks for saving that.
I saw Dirty Grandpa. Now's the part of the show where I say...
No, I got...
What, Jeff?
Prize bag.
I'm trying to move on.
I got laser team stuff for the prize bag.
Ooh. Everybody's got something for the prize bag. I almost forgot.
Ooh. Yeah. This is a good thing that you have a sidekick.
We could have done it after the name tag selection. I'm smooth like that sometimes. Probably not today.
Because
Austin Weed is pretty good. But what do you got there, Jeff?
I got a laser team, a beer koozie, and a bag of buttons. And that's my laser team stuff. Laser team was made by Rooster Teeth, which I guess is local. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good movie. And I got a stitch kit from speakersilence.org, which you can buy for me after. Also helps out that. It's an organization that provides pro bono counseling to the adult survivors of child sex abuse. So, good for that.
Wow. I know. It's interesting that you've added this with your hand while saying child sex abuse. Like, are you raising the roof or raising money for an important cause? And also he's including a Make the Rounds poster from his current tour with other frequent Douglas Movies guest, Emma Arnold. Emma Arnold, did anybody bring a drone for a name tag? I hope not, because that was scary.
Oh man, when she flew it into the ceiling, that was the funniest goddamn thing I ever saw.
She just like hit the gas and it just went shot way up into the ceiling, and it was this guy's precious drone. Scoot, what do you got for the prize bag, sir?
You know, I looked for all kinds of like movie paraphernalia.
I know you don't have all your stuff with you here in Austin.
So I had this, you know, I go to Bass Pro Shops like twice a week because I love that store. Sometimes I just go there just to walk around. And I brought this Carhartt wallet. It's going to be sweet for whoever.
It's a Carhartt wallet?
Oh man, that thing is.
I'm taking it out right now.
Yeah, we believe you that it's in there.
What are some of the special features on the wallet, or is it all about the tin can that it comes in?
I was going to say, the tin can is kind of the sweetest part about it, because it's got this old train on there, and it's stuff you guys can store stuff in there for the tin can. I don't know, like change or something. That'd be cool.
Change you can believe in. Hey, I just remember Jeff and I saw Our Brand is Crisis together.
Yeah,
we went to the $3 theater in, where were we?
Wow, it's already got the $3 theater that just came out.
That wasn't me. I never saw that movie.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't you.
It's good though,
There's
right?
There's two guys that are auditioning to be my sidekick, and it was him.
Holy shit, this is an audition?
It's ongoing, you know. I don't want a sidekick, but if I ever decide to have one. Oh, it's a Canvas Passcase wallet.
Yeah, they're really rare.
Canvas Passcase wallet. Great kind. What do you got, Mike?
I have a DVD of a comedy movie called Punching the Clown, made by a very funny Henry Phillips, which I got a small role in it. That's why I have a bunch of these. But it really is one of the best independent comedies made in a while. I got a Millennium Falcon bottle opener. Yes! And a koozie
The Moon Tower Comedy, the very first Moon Tower Comedy Festival that's become an institution in this town now. This is from the very first one they ever did. So now this is a collector's item. I'm putting these all together in one package there for the gift bag.
All of this is going in the bag, you guys. Yeah. Except two of these items I think I'm going to keep. Martha? I know it's been a lot of buildup. I apologize.
Well, at first, I want to second the thing about how great Punching the Clown is.
Yes, Punching the Clown. Watch it.
And then also add an apology, because I just realized while Jeff was talking that I have some Golden Girls refrigerator magnets at home, and I should have brought them. But
that would have been, that's always great to tell him what you should have brought.
Well, I
motherfucker.
Hey, was that B. Arthur?
It's the same voice. You can do the same voice for two people sometimes. Shut the fuck up, Rose.
You have to go. You have to go deeper than your natural voice to nail her. What do you got, Martha?
Well, so I have a really weird bracelet that a friend's child made for someone else, and he gave it to me for some reason. If that does anything for you. I also would be happy to add $5 cash if you would, just to sweeten it. And I live in Austin, so if whoever wins the prize bag lives in Austin, and you want, I'll mail you the Golden Girls magnets, but you can't tell any, we have to pretend I
did. You can literally get an IOU from television star Martha Kelly. That's a very rare thing. That's actually worth it in and of itself.
That's all. Sorry, guys, but thank you.
All right, all of that is in the bag. Like a life experience is now in the bag, because you can continually interact with Martha Kelly if you choose to, if you want to drag it out. I love how the name tags are creeping up.
I have to ask, what are the?
Well, that's what I'm about to do, dude. I'm about to say.
Sorry. Let the games begin. Bring your name tags out of the shadows.
Can we get that house lights up a little bit? So here's what you have to do. Hang on. Be quiet for a second, you guys. I have to explain to Scoot what's happening. You have to pick one of these people, Scoot, to play for. Pick the name tag you like the best and grab it and bring it back to your seat. And while everybody does that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by AdamandEve.com. You can make this Valentine's Day one that you'll both never forget with this amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. Through Valentine's Day, you'll receive 50% off just about any item. Just go to AdamandEve.com and you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and seemingly endless selection of adult, the best kind, adult DVDs. And there's more. With every order, you'll receive our Romance Kit for free. The Romance Kit includes a toy for him, a special massager for her, and a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus a free adult DVD to put you in the mood. And that's not all. There's also going to be thrown in free shipping on your entire order. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special Valentine's offer. Get 50% off one item, a free romance kit, and free shipping when you enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G. That's Doug at AdamandEve.com. This episode is also brought to you in part by Loot Crate, our friends at Loot Crate. You know what it is, a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all items are curated around that theme. For February, we've braved the dangers of Alexandria and bribed some mercs with chimichangas to bring you the finest loot this side of the afterlife. This month's theme is dead and reaches across genres to bring you 5 exclusives, including a t-shirt and 2 figures to celebrate new episodes of The Walking Dead and Deadpool's solo film debut. Remember, you've only got until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Did I say subscribe? I meant subscribe. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Very disappointed crowd. Had a lot of great name tags. And wait till you see the ones that got chosen. Or hear about them. So just be careful not to read the shithead on the back of your name tag, because that's for the end of the show if you don't win today. Somebody just put a bunch of junk on my table. There are lots of juicy Rolos in a roll for you. If you're choosy about what you chew, real milk chocolate and caramel too. To chew, 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 chew. That's like when they write a song like that, it's like they all go home at 4 o'clock when they decide to just say chew, chew, chew over and over again at the end. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Rachel of the Lost Ark. And she drew the font correctly. There's lights. Watch this, dudes. Yeah. Oh, dimmer. Oh, flashy. Slower flashy. Off. And there were donuts. And there's a picture of you with an Indiana Jones hat on.
Oh, and I like that.
I am fine with my choice.
It's a good one.
I'm very happy with my choice.
All right, Scoot, what do you got?
Carrie and the Hendersons. Which, I didn't get your name. Who made this poster?
I think Carrie made it.
Clearly, I'm an idiot. Carrie and the Hendersons. And that, Carrie, that must be you. All right. And then we also have the Brady Bunch mom.
Florence Henderson.
Yes, her at the bottom holding a Harry or Carrie, the Henderson is holding the picture of them. It's a great poster.
That's nice. It's well done.
I think I'm going to take this one home.
It's fully realized. You can keep it.
I do it.
Is that okay, Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just take it home on my motorcycle.
Did she ride a shithead on the back?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Smart.
Wait.
No, Scoot can't read it out loud on accident. What do you got there, Mike?
I have Behind the Cameron Labra. Gloriously entertaining.
That's not TV, that's HBO.
That's true. So you got Doug there, and then is that, wait, is that you? Is that Tate?
Yep.
Okay, yep. Yeah, so.
That's me.
Yeah, you and Tate have replaced Michael Douglas and Matt Damon in this.
What would that sound
which
like?
Which I'm not very happy about. Get away from me, you fucking lumberjack. I'm just, no, no the, I know the Michael character's a dick.
Yeah, Michael Douglas is a bit of an asshole.
Yeah, or, yeah.
Or
anyway, so yeah, that's who I'm
very nice.
For.
Martha, who you got? It's one of my favorites.
Mike T. Joe Young.
Yeah.
With
Mike T.
There's a...
He fucked up big time.
It looks... There's a, I believe, Mike.
Yeah.
And Doug.
And me.
And then a gorilla smoking a joint.
Giant, big, fat. It's huge, that joint. That monkey joint. He is big, but it's still, even by his standards, he must have been like.
What are we not? What's the thing about don't say the thing on the back?
Because if you lose today, and that's probably not going to happen, I think you're going to dominate. if you lose today, then we have to say I have to say that out loud is a shithead at the end of the show. It's a little consolation prize.
Okay, got it.
Better than the bag of prizes, but in some people's estimation, depending on who they're getting even with. Sometimes it's personal grudges. It'll be like, Joe Smith is a shithead, and the whole audience just be silent. And just be like, why can't you write something funnier? But it is what it is. Let's start off with a game I like to call cable billing. Yeah, some people love it. Some are indifferent. Nobody hates it. I'm assuming. Here's what we're going to do. Martha and Scoot and Mike, a lot of new players here. Just move around the room as much as you want, Mike.
You can't switch posters. Oh,
look at you. Holy shit, I got a drink too. Well, I almost forgot to drink, you guys. That's how high I am. I get so high I forget to get drunk. All right. I'm going to say, you know how when you're flipping around on your cable, whatever your cable company is, they'll like, a movie will be come up and there'll be the listing and the description, and they always will just list two random actors from the movie that are absolutely not the leads, and it never makes any sense. And like, I don't know why it happens. And so I'm just going to name some actors that Dish Network recently claimed were the stars of a motion picture they were showing. And the first one of you to just shout out into your microphone the correct title of the movie is the winner of this game. What movie did the Dish Network say stars David Ogden Stiers? Stiers, if you must. James Whitmore and Martin Landau. Hint, they are not the stars of this movie.
I know it, I just don't want to say.
Really?
I'm kidding. No, I have no idea.
Rounders.
Interesting approach to not want to say.
The in-laws?
Those are not bad guesses. They're both incorrect.
Was it Annie Hall?
No.
MASH.
That's a fun guess because there's a lot of people in it. Now listen, Jeff, he was in the TV version of MASH. She was much later than the film MASH, as you know.
I didn't know if maybe it was the same people. Like maybe David Ogden Stiers got to be in both before Hello Larry.
Didn't you just watch MASH at that one film festival we were at?
No, it started at 8.
Oh.
A.M.
All right, this game is going to now turn into Live, Die, Repeat, a.k.a. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. because I'm going to tell you the actual star of this movie, and then the first person who can say the movie's title is the winner. You ready?
Say his first name.
Just his first name? I like this.
It's like, name that tune, you know, just feed us a little bit.
Oh, I'll feed you a little bit.
DP.
I already regret telling you what that meant.
I actually went to imdp.com.
God, what would that site be?
Oh, internet movie, double penetration. Okay, Jim, does that help you, Scoot?
Yep.
What is it?
Caviezel?
You're changing the game.
I know. All right, give me the last name.
I told you just needed the last name. All right, let me give you all the other names first. Do you have a guess?
Is it the one with Jim Carrey where he's... Fuck. He's a guy on an island. Fuck. Forget it. What's that one where he's being taped?
Truman Show.
Truman Show or...
It's not the Truman Show.
No. Well, is it Ace Ventura?
No. But the name is Jim Carrey.
Liar, liar.
And the movie is called...
Liar, liar.
Jeff and I just played Jim Carrey Last Man Standing in the car driving over here. It's such a weird coincidence.
The number 23.
Mr. Penguin's Poppers. DP.
Oh, Ace Ventura 2?
No. Congratulations to the audience for being so quiet during this, because this is probably driving some of you crazy. David Ogden Stiers, James Whitmore, Martin Landau... And Jim Carrey in...
Cable Guy?
Yes. No.
Fun with Dick and Jane.
Jeff, I said it today in the car.
We said like 40 Jim Carrey movies in the car. Batman Forever. Earth Girls Are Easy.
I love it. I love that there's going to be no winner of this game.
Oh, wait. I have a final guess.
Because I have to move on. Okay, final guess.
Once Bitten.
Mike, do you have a final guess? Just name a Jim Carrey movie. You might hit it.
Doing Time on Maple Street.
TV movie? Get the hell out of here.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
All right. In Living Color? Jim was in it.
That was my Fire Marshal Joe impression. That wasn't his name. Jeff.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, terrific guess. The answer is The Majestic.
The Majestic.
No Rolos for you. No one's... All of you are acting like you don't want Rolos. Share those Rolos. I was trying to throw them to him, and you just fucking... You giant-handed it. All right, so nobody won that game. That's right. Bunch of amateurs. So let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Yeah. We'll start with Jeff, because he's been around the block. He knows what's going on with this game. I'm going to say a tagline from the poster or an advertisement for a motion picture. And I'm going to say it to Jeff, and Jeff alone. Jeff's the only person in this room that can answer. If he doesn't get it, it moves to Scoot for the steal. Jeff, what movie had the tagline, "When you think you've gone far enough, go further"? When you think you've gone far enough. I'll give you a quick hint. It's none of the Human Centipede films.
Is it Everest?
Really? There's the top of a mountain. You wouldn't want to go further.
Gattaca?
All right, Scoot, it's yours to steal. Do you know what that movie is from?
The Martian?
No, but that's a terrific guess, and bless you in the audience. Bless you for sneezing. Mike, what do you think?
Chariots of Fire.
Terrific guess.
No.
Martha, you have the last shot at this. When you think you've gone far enough, go farther.
Further?
Can I
can hear the old-timey movie voice saying it. When you think you've gone far enough, go farther.
Can you give me a hint?
Check it out. Check out this hint. When you think you've gone far enough, go farther. Just think of a movie where, like, they didn't, they just could have, they could have gone farther, but they didn't.
Is it,
no yelling out, even of joke answers. Because it makes me tense.
I don't, maybe, like, either.
Oh, yeah, name a couple.
Is it either Vacation or Lost in America or another traveling? Is it a traveling movie?
It's none of those. It's a film that features Scoot McNairy, one of my favorites. One of my favorites in recent years is a movie called Frank.
Oh.
Yeah. Dude, Frank is so good. I don't know what that tagline means, but that movie is so good.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was.
Like, you saw Room, right?
I mean,
right?
We thought
Room?
About going further, and then we went even further with the movie.
And then you roll the credits.
And then we, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Room?
I did, yeah.
Isn't that director, the tone of those two movies could not be more different, and they're both
totally
terrific.
And if you met Lenny, he's totally not. He's just like the nicest, sweetest. You got two kids, and he makes these just god-awful, like, you know, what Richard did was this awful story.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's another good one, too. He's an incredible filmmaker, though.
Yeah, he's one to keep an eye on.
He's one that's gone further.
Yeah, he's nominated for Best Director for the Oscar. They were surprised by that. They thought that, you know, Ridley Scott would get a, you know, career, whatever.
Ridley didn't go far enough.
No. Yep, Mars was not far enough.
I think it went far enough. I'm the guy in the first half of that tagline. This is enough, guys. Are you sure?
Let's do another one. Jeff gets to go first again. Are you ready, Jeff?
Yes.
What movie had the slogan... tagline, may the best campaign win.
Our brand is Crisis.
That's right. Scoot was so excited on that one. Would have been able to figure that one out. All right, we'll start with you now, Scoot. What movie had the tagline, you don't know what you got till it's ... You don't know what you got until it's...
Gone Girl.
Of course, Gone Girl. Mike, which movie has the tagline, the hijacking was just the beginning?
Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps.
Martha, what do you think it is?
It's about something that gets hijacked.
Uh-huh.
So what... Wait,
the hijacking was just the beginning. Like, might have even been pre-credits.
And probably Scoot was in it. Is that safe to guess?
I was going to guess Air Force One, but...
The hijacking was the whole thing. Air Force One. There wasn't much after it.
No, they hijacked his plane, then they called him names.
Oh, wait. I knew what it is. It's, is it Captain Phillips?
You're close.
And the future of tomorrow? Oh, no. Wait, Captain, what was that one called?
Sky Captain.
Sky Captain. Yeah, I mean, that Captain Phillips is a totally different kind of thing. Captain Phillips in the world of tomorrow. Jeff, do I ask you?
Can you say it again, please?
The hijacking was just the beginning.
Is it killing them softly?
No.
Damn it.
I know
it. Scoot, what is it?
It's nonstop.
Nonstop is right. And finally, based on a true exaggerated story.
Nonstop.
Argo, fuck yourself. Let's play another game. That didn't work out so good.
I saw Nonstop too.
They already made a sequel?
No, I saw it. I like to pretend Nonstop is the flight Liam Neeson takes to save his daughter and take it. That is like in the middle of that story.
For God's sake, can't you fly faster? This is an aeroplane, as far as I understand.
It never ends. That's what I would say if I was him.
God, a transatlantic flight is shitty. If you know your daughter's being held by Armenian terrorists.
Here, say this. Say, I've got a certain set of pills. Just say it.
I have a certain set of pills.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liam Neeson as Bill Cosby.
If you just wanted me to read your tweets, I would have done it. You didn't need to set me up like that.
Can you do Bill Cosby as Liam Neeson now? All that.
I've got a particular set of skills that you're not going to remember in the morning. And I've got. I don't know who you are. But you're not going to know who you are either in about 5 zips.
It's gross, actually. I don't know why we're making fun of these horrible...
Have you ever put your foot in your own mouth or mine?
Get under the bed. That's something they probably both have said.
Milky Way? Oh. Did you just come in here starving? Oh, I don't eat anything fried.
What kind of person would refuse to eat fried food but wants Milky Way bites?
Where's the guy that moaned in disappointment? Raise your hand. Over there? All right, we'll see if you like M&M's okay? All right, here we go. Wow, that wasn't too bad. I mean, on my part, you were a total klutz. Somebody's got donuts, is that what I heard? Oh my God, you guys are crazy with the... Bring them up here. Now, they want us to throw donuts at them.
What, there's more? There's so many donuts. Here, I'll take these.
It's truly a beloved
man. Oh, look at how tiny these are. These are adorable. They're very powdery, though. Oh, shit. Martha, would you like to...
No, I'm keeping all these, dude.
Would you like to throw a donut at an audience member? They all get excited and act like they want it.
Okay, I'm not...
Gary, the front row. Jesus!
I'm sorry.
This violent exchange of pastries disgusts me. No, don't drop them! Hold on.
Whatever you do, don't drop the donuts we're about to throw.
Whatever you do, don't drop an entire thing of donuts.
Take the donuts. Get under the bed.
They're super powdery, so be careful.
Scoot.
Just keep throwing
them. I love when they bounce off because there's also like a puff off of there. Like, like a fucking squib, like they got donut shot.
I wish you knew how pissed off Margie Coyle was right now. She's the manager of the club.
It's all right. They vacuum on
really
the first
day. Really, a pastry fight broke
month.
Out in here?
She sounds exactly like Liam Neeson. That's weird.
You and your big hands. There you go. Everybody that wants one gets one until I run out. Then you're out of luck. Nice. I feel like you should spike that in the end zone. Here, let's give you guys have a chance. All right.
I had to swear off sugar.
What did you think of Glenn Close when you were working with her on Fatal Attraction?
Well, it was a strange thing for me because she's not very attractive.
How long before you knew Glenn was a girl's name?
About 2 weeks into filming.
May I please have a Dear Gods of Beverages at Cap City Comedy? May I have a Tito's and soda, please?
And a Bud Light,
else?
If that's possible.
We
please.
Need a Bud Light, too, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's so many donuts, I kind of want some chocolate milk.
You were supposed to throw the donuts.
There's like 40 more.
We haven't thrown all the donuts.
No, there's so many donuts.
I want to coin the, I want to get the rights to the expression throw nuts. Come and get your throw nuts at every Doug Benson show. You bring the donuts and I'll throw them back at you. Let's play Last Man Stanton. This is going to be for all the marbles. Or, you know, there's no marbles in the bag. You know what I meant. And we'll start with Scoot, because he feels like he's winning today, right? Yeah. And Scoot, Martha, and Mike, this is a game where we're going to get the name of a popular actor or actress, and we're going to take turns. I'll play as well. We'll take turns saying movies that person's been in. Here comes some beverages from the awesome Cap City Comedy staff. That's for me. Thank you very much. Let's hear it for them. Tip them good. They had to come in early today. There's still two more shows tonight that they have to work as well, so we appreciate that. I lost my place. Let me start over. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. It's a cult, Scoot. He's looking at me like, what have you done? Donuts is all they eat. The only reason people come to the show is because they're hungry. And they're just hoping for some donuts.
It's the best of all the cults I've been a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have to kill ourselves. We don't all have to wear the same thing.
No, you just watch movies and eat donuts. It's pretty fucking cool, actually. You guys, we'll be taking sign-ups later if you take a personality test, see if movies and donuts are for you.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right, so what was I saying? So we're going to take turns saying names, but if you can't think of if it's your turn, you can't think of a movie, you get one lifeline, and that's the person whose name tag you picked. So that person, you can go to them and say, hey, I need an answer once. You can do that once, and hopefully they'll be there for you. And
Carrie?
That's what I'm saying. Carrie better be ready to step up.
Or get your phone out, one of the two.
So since I or no one else would know what the choice of the name would be today in advance, I look for people on Twitter who say, I've got a good name and I'm going to be there today. And the first one that I saw was someone who goes by the Twitter name Quimbo Slice. Where's Quimbo Slice at?
Hi.
Sigourney Weaver. What?
Sigourney Weaver.
No, I heard you the first time. I was just like, what? All right, Sigourney Weaver is, that's going to be a tricky one. I could be wrong. We might come up with a lot of them. So we just need the exact title of a Sigourney Weaver film, starting with you, Scoot.
True Lies.
Wait, what's happening? Do you want to use your lifeline? Is that what you said? Did you just say lifeline?
I said a film name.
And you did, that you think Sigourney Weaver is in?
Well, I'll go back to the one I was going to use. Oh, yes, I'm definitely going to go back to the one I was going to use. I realized my mistake.
Put your name tags down.
Alien.
Yes, correct.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Now, be careful, you guys, because, of course, we need to have the full correct title on movies, so when you get into sequels, it gets dangerous. Mike, which one would you like to do?
Ghostbusters 2.
That is a very interesting strategy. Martha, any Sigourney Weaver movie that isn't Alien or Ghostbusters 2?
Working Girl.
Okay. And then here's what I always like to do in these situations. Ghostbusters. JF.
Aliens.
Yeah. Get those
you
plurals.
You took mine. Pretty bad strategy, hoping it went all the way back around.
I bet you could think of another one, though.
Alien 3?
What was that called?
They made different box covers for each of different places in the world. And it's Alien
Isn't
3.
Isn't it just a little 3? Like
in Germany.
It's cubed, yeah. But do you have to say cubed, or are we going to accept? We're going to accept 3. We're going to accept it?
Yes.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you. Don't forget, you have a lifeline, too.
Yeah, I don't want to use it yet, Gary.
Okay, yeah, you're too confident to use your lifeline.
Because I knew it was
Alien 3. All right, Mike?
The Year of Living Dangerously.
Yeah. Martha?
The Ice Storm.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, it's your turn. What'd you say?
The Ice Storm.
Yeah, that's a good one. Ang Lee, Elijah Wood, Kevin Kline. Am I stalling? Maybe. No, you don't have to. You don't have to stall when all you have to say is the what's going to ultimately probably be the second highest grossing movie of all time, called Avatar.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take that one.
Oh. I was worried you were about to say baby mama.
Yeah. Wow. Scoot, what do you think? You want to use your lifeline?
Yeah, I got to.
All right, who are you playing for?
Carrie,
what do you got?
Gorillas in the Mist.
Yes, Gorillas in the Mist. She nailed
it. Well done. Thank you, Carrie. Now, do I get to use Carrie every round, or...?
No, that was it, man.
That was it. I just
used
it.
That was your one time. Right. But now, just listening to the other titles, something might pop into your head, you know?
Nope.
No, it helps to hear other ones, you know?
Yeah.
Like, especially if there's...
Gorillas in the Mist 2.
Sequels, yeah. Yeah. What do you got, Mike?
Deal of the Century.
Mm-hmm. With Chevy Chase.
Yep.
Yeah. Enjoy the no applause for that one. It's funny, they don't. They react based on how they feel about the movie that you say. Like if, for instance, if...
That 1983 comedy that no one saw really pissed a lot of people off.
I'm just saying that if Sigourney Weaver was in Hook, this is what would happen. Oh, See, that's what happens.
That's like the one downside of this cult.
Yeah.
The Rufio shit, yeah.
Like, I won't let anyone in here with a fake hand because I don't want the word hook being brought up for any reason.
Oh!
All right. It's Martha's turn.
I just have a quick question.
Okay.
If I say a name of a movie and I get it wrong, am I out of the whole game?
Yeah, that'll be it. You'll be out. So you might want to use your lifeline, but you don't know if your lifeline has an answer. We've said a lot of Sigourney Weaver classics.
This is a
what could be left?
I know two, and I'm going to go out on a limb and hope I get the first name right.
Okay.
Alien Resurrection.
Whoa! All right, good job. I'm going to go with Heartbreakers. Starring our friend Zach Galifianakis.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, is that the one?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was
Jennifer Lewitt, top of her game. Whatever game that was when she was the best at it.
That was the one I was hoping
Jeff.
To go around. Lifeline?
Okay, who's your lifeline?
Rachel?
Rachel, what do you got? Where's she? Where'd you get it from, Jeff?
She was over there somewhere.
Did she run out of the building?
I got nothing.
You got nothing? Oh. She's, someone over here is going, there's more than one Rachel in the room. It's got to be the one whose name tag he was using. And this is going to get very intense now, so don't yell out any Sigourney Weaver movies yet. Do you have one, Jeff?
I was going to say Heartbreakers.
Yeah. I pulled that one out from under you.
Do we move to the next name now? Or do I have to name one too?
No, it'll be on you as soon as Jeff gives up officially.
But it doesn't move to another name.
Oh, I officially gave up years ago. Look at me. I haven't changed my shirt in 3 weeks.
What do you got, Jeff? Nothing?
Nothing.
All right, Jeff's out. Scoot.
All right.
I love you, Jeff.
You got one more you can add, Scoot?
Was she in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
Yes.
Thank you, Carrie.
Who was that saying yes? Was it Carrie?
Thank you, Carrie. Just keep saying yes. And we will take this thing home.
That was Glenn Headley in that one, I think, is who you might be thinking of.
She was a lot like Sigourney.
And he's got the poster right here up front. Does it say Sigourney Weaver anywhere? No.
That's what threw me off was the poster. Right now.
I saw a thing and I thought that might be the answer.
Was she in Menace to Society? No? Okay.
Was that your Brian Regan?
Yeah, that's exactly what that was. I thought it might be the answer sometime. I looked at a thing and that could have... I figured that was the right thing to say. I'm doing an impression of a specific kind of thing about you.
All right, Mike, what do you have one more?
Galaxy Quest.
That was a huge one.
There's a lot of, you guys are great. There's a lot of bubbling up going on, I can tell.
Yeah, no, it's hard to hold back when you know the answer. Amy Adams, Martha Kelly.
With it's called You Again with fuck.
Oh, is it
Sigourney Weaver?
And Kristen from she's a teenage detective.
Kristen Bell?
Yeah. Nancy Drew.
You again?
Veronica Mars.
She plays a mean
you
mom.
You again?
Yeah, she plays a mean mom.
Do the movies have to
right.
have...
That sounds right.
Yeah. Had to have gotten distribution, it. Right?
Yeah, that helps.
Well, that's sort
You're
of
You're not in anymore anyway, Scoot.
I know.
It's down to Martha and Mike. And because I give up, I can't think of another one.
Oh.
What?
Shit.
I know there's more, but shit, we've said a lot of them. So, Mike, what do you want to do? Do you want to do your lifeline? Or do you want to...
Oh, is it my... Oh, okay.
It's back to you. Those guys are out. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Did anyone say the first Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I jumped right on that. Like a pro. And Avatar 2 isn't coming out until 2030. You can't say that. You can't say that.
I'm running.
You could use your lifeline.
Yeah.
I got you.
You got me, buddy?
He's got it.
Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah! Cabin in the Woods, of course.
Yes!
Cabin in the fucking Woods. That saying that is a spoiler. Yeah. Martha, what do you got?
I'm going to hope that Mike T, my lifeline, has an answer.
Holes.
Holes.
Rachel!
Now, don't get mad at Rachel. We got to settle this, and the tensions are running hot because people in the audience know more answers, and I don't want anybody to say anything, but I do want to say this. Since Mike and Martha are both tapped out, clearly, right? You're both out. I'm going to let you continue with your lifelines until we have a winner. Because we got to have a winner. So until this is sudden death, Mike's lifeline, what do you got?
Copycat.
With Holly Hunter, of course. Martha's lifeline.
Wally?
Yeah.
What? Yeah!
She's a voice in Wally?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Shut up! We gotta wrap this up. But thank you. back to Mike's.
Tapped out.
You tapped?
I'm out.
Do you have one more, Martha Kelly's? One more? Come on, you can do it.
Tale of Despero?
Tale of Despero?
Yeah,
is
wow.
That for reals?
Yes.
With like Matthew Broderick as a mouse?
Yes.
And hers, she's a voice in it too? You know what? Even if you're lying, I want you to be the winner. Because that means Martha Kelly won!
Hey, Doug, isn't Sigourney Weaver in the Veronica Mars movie?
I think so.
Yeah. I yelled it. I yelled Veronica Mars like an idiot because I was trying to guess the TV show she was talking about, and then that was also the name of a movie. You can just edit this part out, right?
Oh, I have another one. As I'm driving home from the thing.
The TV show. Well, you can't do a TV show.
No, it's called The TV Show.
Oh, the TV set? The TV set?
I fucked it up, yeah.
What other ones did we miss? We said you're a living agency.
I said that.
Paul.
Chappie.
Paul? What?
What movie?
Chappie?
Annie Hall? Yeah, very first probably appearance by her.
Dave?
Oh, Dave!
That's right.
That's like running into an old friend. You can't think of his name.
Yeah!
Oh, Dave. All right, so Martha, this guy, you're the winner. Yeah. Mike T. Joe Young. Come get your prizes, Mike T. You know, it's a long walk. You want to make a speech? No? Good. Congratulations. Everybody else, pass me down your things with shitheads on them. There's one that doesn't have a shithead on it, I don't think, right? Didn't she say she didn't do it?
This one doesn't.
Yeah. None of them have one.
Carrie.
Oh, wait, this one has one. Okay, and we got one more. And what's the third one? We got to seek it out.
Ted Cruz.
Where you are? Who?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is a shithead? I believe in America.
And I'm also SpongeBob SquarePants.
And he's also from Canada.
Look for Martha Kelly on Baskets on FX, you guys. Any place else we should check you out? You got any shows coming up?
No pressure, but I will be headlining here this Wednesday. And again, no
obligation. You don't have to come, you guys.
That's, for now, that's it.
Okay, Wednesday night here at Cap City. Martha Kelly. Mike McRae, what's going on?
Let's see. For local people, I'll be doing Chris Kubis' show here at the club on February 2nd. And then every week I'm on the Jimmy Dore show on iTunes. So it's always fun. Check that out.
Yeah. Awesome. Scoot, Batman or Superman? Which one is your favorite? Which one do you have the more scenes with?
Gordon Gekko would beat both of them.
What else can we watch you on, Scoot? Halt and Catch Fire is the second season?
Yeah, and a film called 467 is coming out. Another film called Sleepless Nights. And that's and another this film called Legacy of the White-Tailed Deer Hunter with Josh Brolin and Danny McBride.
You know what?
A really funny one.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? Just look for Scoot in everything. Find him. He will be there. Thank you for being here. Jeff, what do you got?
February 9th, I'm in Tucson at a place called Borderlands Brewery. And why is that cool? Cut up, Mike. Fucking Michael Douglas motherfucker. Then I'm in Ann Arbor, Myrtle Beach, St. Petersburg, Florida, Gainesville, Florida. I got a bunch of shit. JustAnotherClown.com is my website. JeffTay96 is my Twitter. And I will be out front selling my tour shirts and posters in just a minute. And I'm also on that Cuba show.
I knew you'd throw in one more. Can't help yourself. I got Fort Lauderdale, San Jose, San Diego, New York City coming up. Let's do this. DouglasMovies.com. That's DouglasMovies.com. And thanks again one more time to Cap City Comedy Club, to Austin, Texas in general, and my guests, Jeff Tate, Scoot McNairy, Mike McRae, and Martha Kelly. As always, SB11, a.k.a. Campus Carry, is a shithead. Ted Cruz is a shithead. And Kanye West, for trying to skip the line at Franklin's Barbecue, is a shithead.